There's a Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Basically, the Medrash brings, it's a long Medrash, so we'll just try to go through it quickly. The Posuk Gavas Odom Tashpilenu, the Gaiva, the haughtiness of a person will be his downfall, will bring him down. Ushval Ruach Yismoich Kovoid. But one who has a humbleness, a lowliness of spirit, a humble person, will be supported, I guess, with COVID. COVID will become him. And then he gives examples here of someone who was Reidif. He says, and he explains it, call Misha Reidif Achar HaSroro, Sroro Boirachas Mimenu, one who runs after this status of an elevated status in this will run away from him. One who runs away from it, the srora is rodefes achra. And he gives an example of the negative, and then he comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Baruch min hasrora. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem came to him to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he ran. Hashem says to him, I'm going to send you to Paro to take Bnei Yisrael out. Please do me a favor. Send whoever you send. I'm not worthy. Omar Rebbe Levi. Shivo yomim hoya kodesh baruch hu mefate lemoishe basne lesholchoi. 7 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to persuade Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manik, to go to lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and he refused. Vehu meshivo yishlach no biatishloch. He answered him each time, I guess, send whoever you want, but not me. I'm not the one. Shenemar, v'yomer Moshe l'Hashem, bi adoni lo ish dvorim anoichi, gam b'tmol, I'm not a man of words, I can't handle this position, it's not for me. He didn't want the srora. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecho, shesoif cholelech. I'm promising you, you're going to be the one. You're going to go, kivin sheholach. Finally, Moshe went, and he said to Paroi, koyom HaRashem elokeho ivrim. This is what Hashem, Elokeo Ivrim, said, Shalach es ami v'yavduni, send out my people, they're going to serve me. Omar oisei rosho, Paroi the rosho, and said, mi Hashem? Who's Hashem? What kind of talk is that? Hizchil Moshe oimer, anikvar osisi shlichusi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I did my shlichus already, I'm finished, I was yoitze, I know more srora for me, I'm out of here. Holach v'yoshav loy. He went and sat down, he's sitting on strike. He's not doing it anymore. I did. I tried. It didn't work. Paro answered me like this. I'm finished. I'm out of here. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshavta Lecho. He says, Boi daber el Paro Melech Mitzrayim. You're not sitting this one out. You're going to do this, Srora. And you got to go and speak to Paro. V'chein al kol dibur v'dibur leichel paroi. Hashkein baboyke v'siyatzi v'fnei paroi. L'lamedcho shohoyo. Moshe Rabbeinu was running away from this stature, this position of leadership, of COVID, that he's going to be the leader. It came after him. How did it come after him? Aslov, all of these things, what he did, took him out of Mitzrayim, split the Yamsuf, he brought him to the Midbar, he was married them on, and so forth and so on. Mikan ve'elech ma'yesh lo lasos, ma'yesh lasos, omed ve'yoshav. Omed la'kodesh Baruch, he says, no, now finally, I'm finished with this srora. So he sat down again, I'm done. Omed la'kodesh Baruch Hu, chayecho, yesh li melocho gedoyla mikol ma'she osiso. I have a malocha that's greater than everything. You're still not finished. I got something even greater than everything you did. Yesh lecho lelami liYisrael tuma v'taro. You have to teach them halochas tuma v'taro. Lazhiron heich yiyu makrivin bonai korban lefonai. That they should know how to bring a korban. Shenemar v'yikro el Moshe. V'yikro el Moshe. He came and he taught them the halochas of how you bring a korban and so forth. So something very strange. We understand the idea that a person should be boireach min hakovid. That's true. Moshe Rabbeinu tried. He didn't succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted. 7 days he pleaded with him. He said, no, please, shnach lo b'atishloch. He's running away from the Sora. Fine. Finally, Hashem prevailed. Chayecho, that you're going to do it. And he undertakes the responsibility. Comes to Paroi. And he tells Paroi, Shlachas Ami ve'yavduni. And Paroi, the Rosh, answers him, Mi Hashem. Okay. Now, would seem that once Moshe Rabbeinu undertook the Srora, and he's doing this job, he HaKadosh Baruch Hu convinced him that he has to do the job, this is your responsibility, to answer Mi Hashem. Mi Hashem? I'll show you who Hashem is. I'll tell you who Hashem is. Hashem is the Borei Olam. Many things that he could have done to answer. Hizkel Moshe Omer, Ani Kvar Asisi Shlichusi, I'm finished. What are you, a coward? What are you, afraid to talk to Paroi? You didn't have what to answer him. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem spoke to me. I know Hashem is the Shalit al HaKoil. Hashem is the Adon HaKoil. Hashem will show you who he is. I don't know. I could think of many things we could have answered. Moshe Rabbeinu is finished. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, not only that, you have more and more and more. And then when he's finished again at the very end, he thinks he's going into retirement. Then again, it says, ha, chayecha, absolutely not. Don't you dare sit down. Now you have even a greater malocha that you have to do. You have to teach Bnei Yisrael Tumah V'Tairah. It sounds like this concept of being boireach min ha-kovod is not just an initial reaction to the opportunity of COVID. COVID was placed in front of me, and I misarev, I refuse. I don't want to do it. And finally, the Borei Olam was poiled by him that he's going to do it. Now I got to do it. I have a job. I accepted the shlichus. No, it sounds like that kol zman that I'm in the position of srora, I have to be looking at the exit. I'm trying to get out of here. I want to get out. I want to get out of here. You were appointed this position. You finally, 7 days you argued about it. Finally, the time has come where you realize you have to accept your responsibility. No, I accept my responsibility. I do it b'lev sholem, but I'm ke'ilu looking for every possible excuse to get out. Otherwise, I'm not completely boreach min ha-kovod. I borachti min ha-kovod. But now, skishmak. Skishmak the COVID. It feels good, you know, to speak from up above here. It feels very good. You have I like it. It's nice. It's there were shivis to say there's something chazal that somebody was mamish refused to take a position with such an honor. Refused. And as soon as he got up to the bima like this to speak, I mean, all the refusals were gone. Everything was different because I tasted it. That taste can't corrupt my boreach min ha-kovod. I have to be the manig or the person who's in a position of kovod has to be mitzad echod doing his job. Belev sholem, the Rebbeinu Shalom told him to do it. He has to. This is your shlichus. This is lakach noitzarto. This is what you're here for. Mitzad sheni, I'm looking. My eye is always on how do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? How do I get out? If not, I'm not boreach min ha-kovod. If not, I'm not boreach min ha-kovod, and the COVID will not run after me. Ha-boreach min ha-kovod, who is constantly, no matter what his position is, he's always looking to get away from the COVID. Even Bishas, he's doing it. Oh, Paro said, Ani Hashem, Mi Hashem. Oh, now I can get out of here. Now I can retire. Yoshavloi, I finally, they're coming out of Mitzrayim. No. Yoshavloi, Chayecho, there's more to do. That seems to be the tzura a boreach min ha-kovod. It's not just an initial encounter with the kovod that I refuse, but kol zman that I'm in the situation of kovod, I have to be constantly 1 foot by the exit, trying desperately to be able to get out of it, even though the shlichus is incumbent upon me as a director from the Borei Olam himself. Otherwise, a person is not, the kovod affects him. He's not boreach, and he's not in that matzav. Secondly, it's what he tells him is very interesting. He tells him that you're not finished. Not only you're not finished, you have a maloch gedoyle mikol masha asiso to teach Tumah V'Tairah to Klal Yisrael. Maloch gedoyle. Look what he said Moshe Rabbeinu did. Loitziyam mimitzrayim. Kor lehem esayam. They brought him to the level by Yemino Ba'ashem Moshe Avdoi. Masheroso shivcha alayam loiros mebuzi b'nivoso. Heviyam el amidbor. Hori lehem eshamon. The Rabbeinu Sadia going says that was the greatest nest because it was a nest midi every single day. V'lechem loimayim b'yom ha-shishi. For 40 years. Hei lehem eshabe'er. V'hegiz lehem eshaslov. All this he did. V'os eshamishkon. V'os eshamishkon. V'os eshamishkon. V'os eshamishkon. But there's one thing that's gedola mikulam, mikol mashe asisa, teaching halacha, Tumah V'Tairah, teaching the Torah. You think you did great srora. You had great kovid to do these things, to be the initiative, to be the conduit, the agent in the performance of all of these miracles and in the building of the Mishkan. That's all. There's something mikol masha asisa. There's something so much greater. You have to teach Klal Yisrael the halachos. The Torah dwarfs by comparison everything else that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The crowning glory of his sorora was teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. And that's something that we have to appreciate, that with all, sometimes we get caught up in the Nisim and then it's Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mon and the, it doesn't say, by the way, Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai was also Torah. But all of these things are so great, but teaching Torah is greater. So I just wanted to very much to refer you on the back of this page is the, it doesn't say, I apologize, it's the end of a Shmuz from the altar. It's brought in the Orat Sofon. It's called Nesei Ovoin. It talks about the extent to which Hashem forbears, you know, forgives people from Averis and is willing to tolerate Averis. And I think it's very relevant if you look at it. Basically, the idea is that if there would have been 10 tzaddikim in Stoim, Stoim was the worst of the worst of the worst. They deserved it. He brings Rayas Gehenim in this world. And yet, if there would have been 10 tzaddikim like Loit, and Loit was Nosa Mikadmoyne Shaloylam, Loit was a Knapa Tzaddik Loit. But if there would have been 10 tzaddikim like Loit, Then all of the Anshei Stoim, they would have been spared, and he says they would have been Zeicha to a Gan Eden in this world. All the five cities, all because there were 10 people who were tzaddikim. Like what was Loit's big tzidkus? He wasn't a big tzaddik, but he was Beilim Piv. He kept his mouth shut when in Mitzrayim they came, and Avraham Avinu said that this is my sister in order to protect his life. Loit didn't object, didn't say anything. For that, he was considered such a tzaddik that if there be 10 more like him, the Anshei Stoim, the Rishoyim, the Chatoyim, Ad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Me'oid, that all of them with the five cities would have all been saved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Neisei Ovoin, this Neisei Ovoin, Lechaper Al Pesha, would have been all tolerated, not that they deserved it, but all in that schus, there's a Neisei Ovoin, Lo'ever Al Pesha, and this Beilim Piv would have been Zeicha. So then he goes on at the end to explain. And that's why I think it's very important. He says that when people learn Torah, that not only are they Beilim Piv, that they're Nasa Ki'ilim, but they're Tzedek, he brings a posuk, Tzedek Tedaberun. This, not only are they withholding from saying bad b'shas they're learning, but they're speaking good. They're speaking Divrei Torah. Says, and this, he says, is such a schus that this can evoke a alachas kama v'kai. He says like this, nimsa sheschusam shalom de Torah hi gam b'shlilo v'gam b'chiyuv. It's both by not speaking bad and also speaking the Divrei Torah. V'gedoyla mischusa shaloit shenisla me'avrom, because greater than loit schus v'masoro, Vim asoro klum hoyom afilim midas noisei ovon umatzilim mit kiloyoin. He says, if these asoro people like Loit, all they did was Beilim Piv, they didn't speak out, that they would have saved this whole five cities from destruction. Alachas kama v'kamesh v'vaday noisei HaKadosh Baruch ovon b'schus lam de Torah. The kol ben Torah megin al chaveiro v'al oilam kuloi. A ben Torah that's learning, that doesn't speak when he's learning, and that is speaking in Torah when he's learning, he could be megin on himself, on his friends, and kol ha'olam kuloi. And then he continues one more paragraph. Me'ata yesh biyodeinu derech liskois lamidas neisei ovoin. We could be zeicha to neisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu should overlook all of our averus and be over al pesha for this generation, for the world. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ulehogin al ha'olam kuloi. And to protect and to shield the whole world. That brought the meat of Neisei Ovoin bilvad ki im gam avoinam shall call chameshes orei morim astoim. All the five cities of Stoim will all be forgiven. It'd be Neisei Ovoin on all of them. Biglal shtikosei shaloit and nine more people like him. Limrois the rishosam. v'shchitus v'shchitusom despite the rishis and the hashchoso ayumo, the terrible hashchoso kol shekein shalimun hatera mipiyos meyos lemde tera. Guess in Slabotka they only had a few hundred. So he says the limud Torah from the mouths of hundreds of Loim de Torah, Roy Lisa Oven shall call Rishay Tevel. It's worthy that Hashem should be tolerate the averus of all Rishay Tevel, of all the Rishoyim in the world, or the Kayim Bishusim as Kol Ha'olam. And in their schus to be Mekayim the world. I think that when we read, we hear the reports of what's going on in today in Ukraine, and the upheaval and the pachad and the tzoras that these people have. I mean, when they describe, you know, they take all their belongings that they could take in one little suitcase, and they're running. Never know, will they ever come back? Will they ever see their homes? Will they get out safely? There was one mice I saw that they were supposed to go tomorrow, and they went by some mistake in Cheshbonis. They went a day earlier, they escaped, and that building where they were living was destroyed. The next day they would have been there. And Chmon Litzlan, we have the power through the learning, and through the learning that isn't mafsik with the wrong speech, and through the learning where we use the right speech, we have the power, as the Alter says, Lisa Ovin, that all the Averis of all Klal Yisrael, all Rishay Yisrael, all Rishay Oilam, Stoim, we can be Mahapich that, Lekium Bishusam es Kol Oilam, can be Makayim and this Chus Kol Oilam. I think we have a tremendous opportunity, and usually opportunity comes with Achrayus.